following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Do I recognize that we're playing an excellent football team and one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game? Of course I recognize that. But we're not going there to lose. We're going there to win. Peyton Manning's beat me twice in the playoffs. It's well documented. You got all the stats. You got all that kind of stuff. But this is about this year, and I've waited a full year for this. Manning, it's like, I'm going to beat him. I don't know when I'm going to beat him, but I want it to be Saturday. And is it personal? Yes. Is it personal against him, Reggie Wayne, you know, all these guys? Yeah. Freeney and Mathis and all those other dudes? Absolutely.
Do I recognize the feet of every woman I've ever met in my entire life? Of course I do.
It's personal, Tom.
It is. Yes. I have a personal relationship with every one of those feet.
The Colts sent them all. They all made fun of his wife's feet. That's why it's personal.
That's right.
They pointed out that my wife had corn surgery back in the 80s. We don't like that.
Yeah, it's personal, man. And you know what? I have a feeling that he's going to lose.
Yeah, I heard Peyton Manning. I heard him say, oh, shucks, them's the ugliest toenails I ever saw.
Hey, what do you think's bigger? Rex Ryan's wife's feet, Rex Ryan's gut, or Peyton Manning's forehead?
Oh, man. I would have to take a long look at each one of them.
That would be interesting. You could put her feet in his forehead, in his gut. That would be like a big turducken, wouldn't it?
Right. Well, here's Rex. He's talking about what he's here to do.
Well, I was excited last year. You know, I thought we'd win it last year. I think we're going to win it this year. So we'll see. Regardless of who we play, we think we're better than any team out there. I said when the day I took this job that I came here to win Super Bowls, and that's the truth. And, you know, I have none right now, but I know one thing. They're going to get my best shot. They're going to get our team's best shot. And we'll see if we're not good enough to win this whole thing.
And my team has the best feet in the NFL.
I was going to say, Tom, you know, if when you win the whole thing, you get everything. You get the money. You get the feet. You get the limo. You get the concert tickets. You get everything.
It all makes sense now.
Of course it does.
Football.
He just wants to win so he can be up on that podium and his feet are eye level with entirely America, with all of America. That's what he wants.
No wonder the man loves football.
Of course. I mean, you know, it all adds up.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. This is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 174. And we did not have updated standings for you last week because the final game had not been played. But now it is all official. It is over. It is done, John. And there they are.
There they are, Tom, the champions.
In first place. Winning the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Gridiron Challenge on ESPN's website, the Mighty Mighty Gork Tones.
The Mighty Mighty Gork Tones. Congratulations to Gork and the Gork Tones. That's always something good. Can you imagine Gork accepting the trophy, Tom?
Yeah. Gork like thank little people. Little people taste good. Gork thank. Gork like give big ups to God. Gork give all credit to Lord. Gork not sure if Gork be back next year. Gork love these guys.
Gork's all
it's tough. Miss these guys and
Gork is always welcome on this show.
Oh God.
Second place, I showed up to play.
I guess they did.
And I was in third place.
Okay.
And by 4 points. I missed second place by 4 points.
Oh, I feel for you, dude. Maybe you, probably because you had the Redskins kicker.
Yeah, no, I'm not that stupid.
Apparently Danny Smith is.
I think this is that same guy. I think he changed his name now. This is Tar Heel's Uncle Rex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tar Heel's Uncle. I likes me defeat, yo. You know, who else go into 7-Eleven and get a hard on looking at pig feet?
In fifth place is Wade's unemployment check.
Wade's unemployment check. That's good.
You never did make it to the front page.
Well, I no, I didn't, but I came up in 87th place, which was better than where I was last week, which was 88th. So
all right.
I'll accept that. Now, I got to tell you, I looked at the, because I was really actually in the pigskin pick'em challenge. I was actually in it there. And the winner shocked me, Tom. I
hold
fell
on,
out
hold
of my
on,
chair.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
We have, you say the winner.
No, we have a tie, but this guy's at the top of the list.
I know. And I'm going to get into that. But hold on. Let me go down to the 10 here. In 10th place, because we have a three-way tie for 10th place, and there you are!
Yes.
Ta-da! Right there with Brian Billick, super genius.
That must mean I'm pretty smart, Tom.
And Axiomatic. Those all three of you tied for 10th.
Brian Billick and I were on a flight, you know, and we were talking about the pigskin pick'em, and I said, dude, I'm thinking about picking the Ravens the next week, and he got up and caused a big scene. He wants a job. You think he's going to San Francisco?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know where anybody's going. Everybody on TV knows, and they know every coach is going to every team. I mean, it's like they've all got five different coaches going to five different teams. I don't know how that's going to work, but if you watch ESPN all day, that's what they tell you.
Well, apparently, they have a pool at ESPN for when coaches get fired.
Right.
That was ridiculous. Hitting high fives over Mangini getting fired.
All right, in ninth place, I know the National Football League. Tied for seventh, Old Yeller Favre and the Oopa Yoopa Doopas.
Old Yeller Favre?
Yeah. In sixth place, Stuart Scott's Lazy Eye. In fifth place, Cubs Love. And we have, like I said, a four-way tie for first place that includes, a couple of guys who've been up there all year, Wisconsin and Koalas. And Sean, No Cow Button Too Small, made a nice comeback to get back into a first-place tie.
My fellow punk rock fan.
And my stinky picks. That's another one. And the one that shocked you, I know, because what he did was he got 11 right in each of the last 3 weeks to make this big jump. And the three teams I just named all have 138, and so does John Tilliard.
Oh, hail the Tilliard.
Hail the Tilliard.
I was shocked. He did, man. The last couple of weeks, he freaking rolled.
And his team name is, and here we go.
So congratulations to Mr. Tilliard. Good job.
And the other three as well that won. Congratulations.
Yeah, you other and, guys, too.
Yeah. I love that team name, Wisconsin at Koalas.
Oh, yeah, but you know he didn't think of it himself, right? Nobody from Melbourne can think of that.
Right. Yeah, and Sean, No Cow Button Too Small, and my stinky picks. Those are your winners now. Once again, we have the Gridiron Playoff Challenge.
You got to get in it now. As soon as you hear this, you need to go over and register for it.
Well, that's why I mentioned it last week, and I did create the group last week. I haven't actually even checked to see if anybody gotten in it yet, but you go to ESPN's website, and you got to, you know, if you don't have an account, you need to create one, log in, all that. Go to the fantasy section, and you'll see Gridiron Playoff Challenge under their fantasy games, under fantasy football games. And it works just like the Gridiron Challenge. You know, you put in a lineup, you stay under the salary cap, and that's it.
You see how you do. Yeah. Last year I came in third. I plan on winning it this time.
Right. And, what you do is you have to create your team first before you ever even look for Bang. You create your team, and then you click on Join a Group once you've created your entry. And then all you do is type in Bang Cartoon into the group search, you'll see in the drop-down menu there will pop up, and you just join the group.
Join in. Join the group.
And it runs through the Super Bowl.
That's right. And right. Let's see. Are we going to give any kind of a booby prize for the best name, the one that makes us laugh the most? We got to give some kind of booby prize. All right, I'll tell you what. Here's the booby prize. If you give us the best name, you make us laugh the most, we will hail you here on the show just like we just hailed Tilliard.
And Bang will send you some pubic hair.
I'll bet. Send you some pubic hair. That's there true. And then you can guess if it's mine or that it's something I dug off of a urinal somewhere. Like a whole new contest.
All right, let's get on with the show.
Okay, great.
Well, now we got all that out of the way. We got a lot to get to here. Oh, my God. There's so much to get to. It's right. Insane.
And there's a football game in an hour and a half, so we got to
roll. And I got to get home and see the Buckeyes lose. Because I surrender, John. I surrender. The Big Ten sucks.
Well, I won't go that far. We're in transition. Ohio State sucks. Michigan sucks. Michigan State sucks. Iowa sucks. Illinois sucks. Penn State's in transition.
Whatever.
Hey, man. I don't know how we got into that bowl game, but they gave it a good fight. I'll say that. They shouldn't have been in such a big-name bowl. But
I know. Yeah, Ohio State's about the only thing I have left to hope for tonight. At least that's my team, and they haven't lost yet. But I don't know. I'm very nervous about the game. So, anyway, Brett Favre. Brett Favre is all done. He's history. He's not coming back. I'm telling you now, Brett Favre will not play football again in the NFL.
He will never return. He has been banished. You could just see Favre now wandering off into the frozen wastes of Minnesota by himself. The snow envelops him and he's gone.
Well, he will be found in a courtroom near you soon. Yes, because
this on television.
Two women have filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against Brett, the New York Jets, and the woman in charge of hiring massage therapists for the Jets.
Oh, my God. He kept asking for a happy ending. I kept saying, this is not that sort of service, Mr. Favre. We don't have he-she tie boys, so please stop looking for it on the menu. Rex Ryan wants me to walk on his face. It's disgusting. I can see he wants me to walk on his back, and it's easy. I mean, it's like walking on a beached whale. He wants me to walk on his face and stick my whole foot up his nose.
ABC News reports that a lawsuit was filed in New York in which Christina Scavo and Shannon O'Toole alleging harassment during 2008 when Favre played with the Jets, which of course is also when he sent allegedly sent pictures of his junk to Jen Sturger. Scavo alleges that Favre sent her text messages and sent another identified massage therapist asking Scavo and the unidentified woman to get together with him.
Hey. You can see him typing. How about some hot lesbo action between you and that Russian girl, huh?
Scavo. Oh, Scavo's married. Now, Scavo's married, and her husband, Joseph, reportedly confronted Favre and demanded he stop soliciting his wife.
Like, right, Ellie. He got up in front of him and went, Brett Favre? Brett Favre? Honey, Brett Favre wants to fuck you? He's at work. Hey, babe, Brett Favre wants to fuck my wife. They're all like, hey, way to go, Bob. That's right. He confronted Brett Favre. Could you imagine that? Security!
Right.
Down the guy goes.
Well, Scavo and O'Toole were not offered further work from the Jets, and the attorney for the women said they did not want to file suit, but had no choice when the Jets did not offer them employment again.
So. No happy ending means no comeback next week. Right. Oh, my God.
He won't even sign my work permit. This is not fair. He's going to get me deported.
The Jets have, like, what, like a storage crate of, you know, little Japanese girls that walk all over them and massage them out in the backyard. Hey, got a new shipment coming in.
Oh.
Favre in court. Can you imagine, dude?
Yeah.
This is going to be so much fun.
We're not done with Brett Favre. No, he's not getting off that easy. We're not done.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how. I don't even know how to work one of these dang things. I thought I wrote have a nice day, and all of a sudden it said, I want to suck on your toe. He'll take the stand. What do I look like, O.J. Simpson? I mean, come on. I'm Brett Favre.
Let's talk about Brandon Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, okay, another. Brandon Lloyd, what an ass.
He was speaking to the media on a conference call. I don't know. I kind of got a kick out of this.
No, I got a kick out of it, too.
And he was asked if he would, okay, of course, he used to play for your Redskins at a time. He played for the Bears, and he played for the 49ers. Those are the three teams he played for before he went to Denver.
Right. We traded a third-round pick for him. Gibbs did.
Oh, okay. From San Francisco. That's right,
and
yeah.
It was, Yeah, it was the I was the target of much scorn among my fellow NFL fans because of it. I was very heartily made fun of.
It was all your fault.
Well, you know. Anyway, play the clip.
Well, I don't have the clip. I wish I looked for the clip. I couldn't find the clip. But here, anyway, here's the deal. He was asked if he would like to say to his former teams, I told you so, because he had a Pro Bowl year. He made the Pro Bowl. He had an awesome year with Denver.
Yeah, he did.
And his answer was, no, of course not. Because saying I told you so would mean, and he's going to speak in third person here, saying I told you so would mean that Lloyd is living in the past, that he's petty and vindictive.
Lloyd don't be living in no past.
He's not like that at all.
Lloyd be all about the future, yo.
But he did say something else. Instead of saying, I told you so, he says, no, I want to say, fuck you. And I mean that in the most professional way.
In the most professional way. Sounds like what the Jets are going to say when they're on the stand.
Oh, man.
Look, you know what? The thing that kills me about this is that, yeah, my team was one of them. Dude, we traded a third-round pick for this guy. Gave him every chance in the world.
I know.
Every chance in the world. And he could not grow up. All he wanted to do was make rap records. He was all world in practice. And once he got on the field, he was lost. And we all knew he had hands. Remember the spectacular catches he'd make in San Francisco?
Yeah. I remember when he torched the Eagles.
Sure. That's right. But the Eagles weren't prepared for him, Tom.
Yeah, when T.O. got hurt.
Right, the Eagles weren't ready for him.
Right, he that's what McNabb to Jackson, McWrong said when that was an overtime game. Terrell Owens got hurt early in that game, and Brandon Lloyd came in and went off. And now McWrong's excuse was, "Well, we didn't game plan for Brandon Lloyd." Mm-hmm. Whatever, man.
Yeah, for those of you that are new, McNabb to Jackson is this guy that comes in our chat room and has the most ridiculous excuses for why the Eagles lose that you would ever want to hear. And that's one of them. So anyway, Brandon Lloyd, I'm sure the Bears really wanted to bring him to Chicago and have him fail there too, right? I'm sure they were just dying to cut him, right?
Right. Well, after he said that, there was just this stunned silence. You know, nobody said a word. And after about 3 seconds, Broncos media relations director Patrick Smith jumped into the call and said, anything else for Brandon, guys? I've got receivers coach Adam Gase here.
Yeah, right. They grabbed Lloyd. Yanked him off the phone.
The only thing left there was his shoes.
They probably had him in the program in the guy's office so they could listen to him while he was on the phone. They had a little placard in front, topics to talk about, things not to say. Don't say F you. But I said I meant it the most professional way. I mean, what do you want? I can see him arguing out in the hallway. I said it professionally. What the hell?
Oh.
Let me say something here. You are fucked up. And I mean that professionally. Get the hell out of my face. And I mean that in the most professional way. I'm on my way to Hawaii, bitch.
Suck my dick professionally.
That's right. Look at me making Kyle Orton look badass. Making Tim Tebow look great. F you. And of course, I mean that in with the most respect. I had a great year going to Hawaii. What are we picking? Second? Third? Broncos? What a year.
All right. Speaking of Denver, apparently John Elway is going to take a very prominent role with the organization.
That's what I hear. You know, they need somebody that's the face of the organization, and why not get one of the biggest faces I've ever seen? Remember this guy? Come back to Mile High. Buy some tickets. He'll be there up in the stands.
Hearing a lot of talk about Jim Harbaugh. He's like the golden child right now. Yeah. He can pretty much write his own ticket.
Well, if you remember last year when the Redskins played their final game in San Francisco, I told you, dude, I don't want them to leave town unless they leave Zorn there and bring Harbaugh back with them.
Right.
I wanted him last year. He's going to be something in the NFL.
Well, yeah, he had a great year with Stanford, and they won the Fiesta Bowl, beat the hell out of Virginia Tech.
Boy, do you think they found something on the left side of Virginia Tech's line that they were able to exploit?
Yeah.
Every time that running back, I turn around and running back's running free again. I'm like, good God, all off that one side.
Well, after the game, Michelle Tafoya was trying to talk to him.
Right.
Completely blows her off.
Really?
He says, here, talk to such and such. Here, just listen. This is funny.
Jim Harbaugh, congratulations. A 12-1 season. You got lifted there. Coming off the field, what did that feel like?
That was great. That was great. All the credit goes to our players. Shane Scove right here. Talk to him. Talk to him and Andrew. Great job defensively.
I'm good. All right. I'm going to. Okay. Well, he's left.
He's like, who's this fucking soccer mom? Where's Aaron Andrews? What the hell is this? I'm getting ready to head to the NFL.
I'm good. All right. I'm going to. Okay.
Oh, what did you say?
I'm good. All right. I'm going to. Okay.
Get your turkey neck out of my face, lady. Go get me the hot one.
I'm good. All right. I'm going to. Okay.
Yeah. Here. Talk to this guy. Imagine if it's Andrea Kramer. He'd just be looking around. He wouldn't even see her down there. Oh, man. Michelle Tafoya getting blown up.
Oh. You know who we need to call?
Who? Oh, we're going to call somebody.
Matt Millen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, might as well. The season's over. Find out what Matt's got to say.
He's Mr. Big Time TV analyst now, you know.
He's everywhere. He's all over college and everything.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a game, seems like, every night of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him, man. I like him.
I want to get his take on some of this stuff coming up this weekend, the playoffs and everything.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hello?
Matt Millen.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Matt Millen.
Yeah, hello. I said hello three times now. What the hell is this? Is this some kind of prank call?
No, Matt. It's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. I'm just saying, Matt Millen.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
You guys is funny.
Well, thank you.
This might still be a prank call. I don't know.
You're funny, too.
I hope you're not saying that in the most lovable way, of course. You
know. Well, how are you, Matt?
Hey, I've been doing great. You ain't noticed. I've been real busy here. You know, I work for ESPN.
We have noticed.
Hey, you know what? You see me there on that Monday Night Football pregame show there? It comes as a surprise to a lot of people out there, I'm sure. But there's people out there that don't think I'm all that smart, really. But I got to tell you, man.
Really?
No, seriously. Sometimes it baffles me. But then I was sitting there next to that Steve Young guy. Jeez, I tell you, I look like Captain Friggin' Genius.
But doesn't he, like, think he's a genius himself?
Man, I tell you what, sometimes he sure do sound like an idiot. You know what? You really do. Sometimes I feel like I'm looking over there and I'm thinking, Jesus, did he win some kind of contest to get on this here show? Sometimes I just want to punch him right in the mouth. I mean, you know, he's a quarterback, right?
Actually, yeah, he won the Super Bowl. That's how he got on that show.
Yeah, I won three of them, so kiss my ass there, Steve Young. Well, four of them. I don't know.
Well, we wanted to call and talk to you about the playoffs and everything coming up. You know what? Actually, first, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, amazing career. He is done. He's not coming back. It's over.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? And, of course, these harassment claims, the picture of his penis that he texted to that girl, all of that. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, I ain't sure that's his penis. All right? I ain't never been in the locker room with him, and I never was a looker anyway, but, you know, you do see some things, so they're going to have to prove it to me. I don't believe it. He don't seem like a dick picture kind of guy. I mean, you know, Sean Salisbury. Now, that's a guy to take pictures of his dick and send them around, right? Brett Favre. He don't seem like no Sean Salisbury to you, does he?
Not at all.
Let me tell you what. You know, it's a good thing you asked about him, because it really was kind of quiet the way he kind of, you know, exited, you know, everything there.
Right.
So, I just say he played football like a linebacker, you know. He threw the ball, and except that, you know, he handed it off sometimes, and he played on the offense. But, you know, he was like a linebacker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Tough guy, man.
Well, not exactly. No, I mean, you know, he threw a lot of interceptions. He had a lot of tackling practice, just like us. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a funny story.
All right.
You know, the Vikings Bears game the other day was just, you know, the last game of Brett Favre's career, last time he ever stepped on the field. You know what happened? See, we was over there on the sidelines, right? It was friggin' cold. I mean, I don't even need to tell you how friggin' cold it was. It was friggin' cold.
Right.
And so I cut one. And I tried to blame it on Young over there, and you could see the steam because it was so cold, right? And Stuart Scott started laughing so hard, his googly eye fell out, right? And it went rolling across the table and down on the ground and out on the field. It was all froze, right? And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, we got to go get his eye. And then Brett Favre came running over on a rollout, stepped on it, fell down, bumped his head, and now his career's over.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, ESPN won't tell
Matt,
you the story.
Matt, no. Favre got hit in a game.
No, they made it look like that for TV, but really he fell over Stuart Scott's eye because I fought it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've never seen a fart solidify like that before. It practically fell on the ground.
Was the eye destroyed?
The eye? Oh, no, the eye was fine. I mean, Brett Favre's head's destroyed, but, you know, the eye was fine. Scott ran out there. They got a timeout for the TV timeout. He went out there, picked it up, popped it right back in. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Made the weirdest noise, too.
It made the weirdest noise, you said?
Yeah, when he opened it up and popped it back in there, it sounded like, what is it, Johnny Morton in the shower. Oh, kaboom!
Ba-fizzle, ba-blizzle, and booyah!
Yeah, he wasn't saying nothing like that. He was like, oh, shit, where'd my eye go? Ba-blizzle, get my eye!
When he stuck it in, did it sound like this?
Yeah, a lot like that.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it sounded like.
Or was it like that?
That's what it sounded like when I fought it.
Like that?
It was cold, Tom, I'm telling you.
Hmm. Well, probably not like that.
That's what it sounds like when Steve Young blows one. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a Steve Young fart. This is one of your farts. And this is the sound of Stuart Scott putting his eye in. Okay, got it.
And there you go, behind the scenes of the ESPN.
There you go. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Matt, give us your thoughts. Tell us what you think about the AFC playoffs, you know, the AFC side of things. We'll get to the NFC, but tell us about, you know, what you see happening in the AFC, who's going to come out of that conference and end up playing in the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, you look at the AFC, and you got to love the Patriots, right?
Well, you know, are you saying you like them to go all the way?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I got to love the Patriots. I work for NFL Network. You know, if you don't, then they kind of fire you. So, So I love the Patriots, right?
Oh, okay. I got it.
But, you know, it just so happens that they look pretty good anyway. And
right.
I think that they might go ahead and win it all. But, you know, you can't count out them there Baltimore Ravens. You just can't count up them Baltimore Ravens. They might be able to come in and pull it off. The Pittsburgh Steelers is playing pretty good football right now. They're playing pretty good football. You know, every once in a while, I'll go to Pittsburgh and catch a game up there. You know what happens a lot?
What's that?
People think I'm a lady.
They think you're a lady?
Yeah. They compliment me on my mustache and everything.
Why?
I don't know. Half the women up there don't look nearly as good as me.
Yeah, well, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, big stocky, got a mustache. They assume you're a woman. Everybody's right. Got a whole lot of layers of clothes on, right?
And then, wouldn't have Peyton Manning. You always got a chance to win if you got Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you know, they say you always got a chance to win if you got Peyton Manning. But, you know, let's face it. Peyton Manning ain't always winning in the playoffs and in the postseason, right? I think he's won half as many games as he's lost. Or he's won just as many games as he lost. So I think that, what is that, like 30%? Something like that? I don't know. He's 50-50.
It seems like every year the Colts had already clinched and they didn't have anything to play for the last couple of weeks. So they were kind of on cruise control and then they'd have a week off and maybe lose their edge. This time they had to win their last four games to get in the playoffs. And now they have to play again next week. Do you think that'll make them better in the playoffs?
Yeah, they still got lots of guys that's iffy on injuries and all. You know that Joseph Addai and that Donald Brown guy. You never know which one of them is going to fall down first. And you know Peyton sometimes had his problems this year throwing interceptions. The best thing is that they're going to be playing against the Jets, and you know you can easily distract that Rex Ryan with your feet. You know,
there you go. Yeah,
right. So you do that. You know. Throw a couple of tacos down on the field, and Sanchez is going to stop playing hard, you know?
they should put feet up on the Jumbotron there in the dome.
I would. That's the first thing I would do. And then I'd invite Rex Ryan over and say, hey, look at my feet.
Right. All right, so do you think, though, that in the end the Patriots are going to win the conference or no?
I think that the Patriots is going to go ahead and win. I mean, you know, Bill Belichick, he's a real smart guy. You know, He really knows everything about what he's doing. He's got a good quarterback, and defense really playing good. You know, I like that Bill Belichick guy because, you know, he's real smart, and you know he makes comments about my wife sometimes. I don't like that, but you know he's a smart guy, and he's Bill Parcells guy. So you know, I think hang on a second, I got to check off here and make sure I said everything they told me I had to say about him for the NFL Network. Yeah, NFL Network says I got to say at least 14 good things about Bill. I'm at number 30.
Oh, come on.
He smells right. I like his cologne.
Matt, I don't care about NFL Network. Come on now. I want to hear what you think.
I'm telling you what I think. I think I got to make a living. Big Daddy's got bills to pay, right? Hey, you think it's easy getting thrown out of Detroit?
All right. Well, let's go to the NFC. Is there anything you have to say about the NFC?
Well, you got to love the Saints, right?
Oh, for God's sakes.
I mean, really, that Drew Brees, huh? He's everywhere. You just can't get away from him. Every time you turn around, it's just one big birthmark after another.
Yeah, but what about Michael Vick? Don't you have to love Michael Vick?
No, you can't love Michael Vick. If you love Michael Vick, then people protest your house, and I ain't having all of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I tell you what, don't sleep on the Seahawks. They got Mike Williams, and I like that kid.
You drafted him.
That's right. I drafted him. I gave him his first cupcake, and then he ate about a billion of them, and now he's back.
Do you have to like Aaron Rodgers?
You kind of got to like Aaron Rodgers because, you know, Brett Favre made everybody have to like the Packers. But, you know, now that he's gone, you don't really have to like the Packers so much. I think that the Packers have a good chance of going up in Philadelphia and winning the game, you know. I think that might be a pretty good thing to have happen up there, too, especially considering the fact that nobody really likes Michael Vick outside of Philadelphia.
Right.
So, you know, we don't have to talk about him anymore.
Philadelphia didn't used to like Michael Vick either, but now they've changed their mind.
That's how it goes, Tom. That's how it goes. You know, people are fickle like that. If you do things right, they love you. And if you don't do things right, look, let me tell you, when I got to Detroit, they love me. They love me. I go into Detroit now, even if I'm just changing planes, they're throwing bags of poo-poo at me.
I don't care that you electrocuted dogs in an inhumane fashion. Just win me a ring.
That's always what's been important to me.
Right. Okay, so Saints and Patriots.
All right. Saints and Patriots. Yeah, that sounds good.
And who wins?
You got to love the Patriots, right? But then again, the Saints, boy, they sure look sharp. I got to go ahead and take the Patriots. I'll take the Patriots, even though I really think it's going to be the Steelers versus the Falcons.
Okay. That's it,
right there. The Steelers versus the Falcons. Just make sure you bleep that part.
Okay, Matt.
Well, I appreciate you guys calling up. I mean, you know, I do a football game almost every day, it seems. I'm doing some college game there. I got an ESPN gig. I got the NFL Network gig. I'm always doing something. And I'm glad you guys called me up because today I didn't have nothing going on. And I was just going to watch some TV.
It's always good to talk to you, Matt.
All right. That's fine with me. You'll be good.
He's hard to talk to sometimes.
Sometimes he's a bit thick.
A little bit. All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
We need to talk a little bit about Michael Vick when we come back. Somebody doesn't even think he should be alive.
Just it's one person?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And of course, we have to play What Did Dick Say?
My favorite game of the year.
But I was very disappointed New Year's Eve. He did not screw up the countdown.
Really?
Nope.
Well, damn, now I don't even want
to
play.
He got to 13, and you'll hear his voice cracks, and he almost falls apart, because that's where it always happens. he knows it in his head, I think, if there's anything in his head.
What was in his head has now been pulled down to about the middle of his back.
Right. And, of course, we also have to talk to Jerry Jones and your email all coming up.
I think Michael Vick is a positive person in the community.
Everywhere I go, people going to love me, man.
I don't know if he's guilty or innocent.
Oh, where has my little dog gone?
A pit bull fighter.
All around the world, people still support Mike Vick.
He brings in the dog.
It's supposed to be cheering for us, man.
He likes to fight dogs.
Spot, is that you? Come here, boy.
Oh, where can he be?
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Hey, this is Josie Scott from Saliva, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
President Obama
it has been confirmed by the White House, called the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, and during the course of their conversation, thanked him for giving Michael Vick a second chance. Now, I'm a Christian. I've made mistakes myself. I believe fervently in second chances. But Michael Vick killed dogs, and he did in a heartless and cruel way. And I think, personally, he should have been executed for that. He wasn't.
Thank you for clarifying that, Tucker Carlson, because I don't know. I wasn't sure, but I'm glad you told us that he was not executed.
Yeah, you know, Tom, I could swear on Monday Night Football that was a corpse out there kicking our ass.
Believe that he wants Michael Vick executed.
That's a cadaver I want to examine, sir.
Well, now, see, he was guest hosting. Tucker Carlson was guest hosting for Sean Hannity on Fox News.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
And... if Barack Obama had criticized the Eagles, all right, for bringing Michael Vick in, if he'd have said,
right,
I am ashamed of the Eagles, they should have never signed Michael Vick, he should not be allowed to play in the NFL, then Tucker Carlson would have been going on saying, oh, why doesn't Obama just shut up and stay out of sports? Michael Vick has been an amazing player. Everybody deserves a second chance. You know?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're not telling me anything I don't know for sure.
It's so funny.
You know, I love how he prefaces it by saying, I believe everybody gets a second chance. I'm a Christian, but this guy,
he should be killed. He should be strung up
he
and
should
killed.
Be killed. I love this country, Tom. I love this country. And when it determines what's a fair punishment, fuck that. Kill him.
But I'm a good Christian. He should die, but I'm a good Christian.
You know what, Tom? I'm not a Christian. And I think Tucker Carlson could die, and I wouldn't fucking shed a tear unless it was happening to be in a traffic accident that maybe killed a raccoon or something.
That is amazing. I can't even believe he said the words in the same sentence. I'm a Christian, but he should have been executed. Aren't they supposed to be so forgiving?
That's one of the bottom most tenets of their belief system is that they are to turn the other cheek, forgive, and that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
But he should be executed.
Oh, for killing dogs, he should be executed. Now, believe me, I'm not one of these people who wants to minimize what he did, but the fact is, he got caught, he paid his time, and that's the end of it.
Right.
You know, people want to bitch about how it's not fair. Guess what, Mr. Dude that can't get a job at 7-Eleven? You don't have a $10 million arm and legs that can run to China in 5 minutes. He does. You know, welcome to the real world. People with talent and ability always get a second chance, and a third chance, and a fifth chance.
Yeah, I mean, Dick Clark's been screwing up every year, but they keep letting him come back.
15, 14, 13, 12.
Wait, did you hear it? You can hear it. His voice cracks and he kind of starts to stumble, but then he recovers. Now, when he gets toward the end, he starts getting way behind. He does start getting behind. You can hear the people counting, but then he starts going faster because he realizes he gets behind and he actually catches up at like 2. So here's the whole thing.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
He's going real slow. 8, 7.
Yeah, 7 and 6.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Between 7 and 6, somebody screwed up the cue cards.
Right.
He got stuck. He got a little stuck. And you could just see, you know, between 13 and 12, some poor intern with a cue card that's like 3 foot by 3 foot with the big number 12 on it, pointing in his face, shoving it in his face.
Dick! Dick!
Yes? Yes?
I am so ready. We are so close, Dick.
Right.
I'm ready to pop.
All right. Are you ready to play What Did Dick Say?
I have been ready to play What Did Dick Say since we finished playing What Did Dick Say last year.
Tell me!
Yeah!
Right. They should let him do the $10,000 pyramid again. They should put him on a game show out there.
And the password is...
All right.
Everybody be like, what's the password?
Here's your first one. Most of these I made short because I don't think you ever got an entire one right. So I thought, well, let's make it short.
I got one.
Did
you? 3 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Here's your first one. What did Dick say?
I was able to keep a hand at the start of her career.
I'm an invalid. Give me a hand. I can jumpstart your career.
Oh, well, you kind of got a few words, right? You got the words hand, start, and career correct.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that what I said was correct anyway. Dick Clark was either trying to get up out of his wheelchair to go take a leak or he was trying to get some sexual gratification.
I was able to keep a hand at the start of their career.
Okay, he was able to give somebody a hand and help them start their career. Who's he talking about?
I was able to give them a hand at the start of their career. That's correct.
Who's he talking about?
Oh, some music group. I don't know if it was Backstreet Boys or somebody. It was because the Backstreet Boys and the New Kids on the Block played together. It was pathetic.
Jesus Christ.
They were doing their old songs and dancing and they're old men. And I'm going, this is something very wrong about this.
You know what? And their audience are all women now that are going, this is ridiculous. I used to like these guys.
Yeah, some of them, they would show the audience and some of those women had looks on their faces like, that's not how I remember them.
Not at all.
Now, Backstreet Boys are still not old. So, you know, because the New Kids on the Block were doing that back in what? The 80s, I guess.
The 80s. Yeah, the 80s.
You know, whereas the Backstreet Boys are a little more recent, you know.
Yeah,
so.
They were only like 15 years ago. But in the 80s, the New Kids on the Block helped me realize how old I was. Because I had, you know, I ran a comic book store back in the 80s, right? And it was right in, like, two doors down from a Ticketmaster. And whenever there was a concert that went on sale and the crowds would line up, man, I'd open up and stay open all night. It was great, you know? And when New Kids on the Block was there, I'm like 23, 24, 25, maybe 26. And I found myself standing on the front porch looking at this crowd of fucking people and realizing that, you know, these moms look great. The moms all look great.
Right.
So... Yay.
All right. Let's get back to the game. What did Dick say? Okay. Here's the second one. What did Dick say?
I want to say the moment I've been waiting for.
All right. I got moment I've been waiting for. But the beginning of it, I don't know if he's talking about custard pie or whatever.
I want to say the moment I've been waiting for.
Is this when his wife is getting ready to slap his lips with her tongue?
No.
I've been waiting for all you.
I want to say the moment I've been waiting for.
I want to say this is the moment I've been waiting for.
I want to tell you the moment I've been waiting for. You're doing pretty good.
Oh, I'm doing. I got new headphones this year. All right. Thank you, Santa Claus.
Now, he's going to go up into a little bit higher pitch on this one. Let's see if you can get the...
Wait a minute. In the first one, he's asking... I surmised he was asking for a hand job that he was going to help some girl's career. And now he says, I'm going to tell you the moment I've been waiting for. This is definitely... He's being dirty as hell on the air this year.
Well, here he's going to yell at Ryan Seacrest. Here you go.
You have to cut the thing,
Sonny. Get the hell out of here. That's a puppet. That's not a real person saying that.
You have to cut the thing, Sonny.
Yeah. No, seriously. You know how I can prove to you it's him? Listen to the clip again.
You have to cut the thing, Sonny.
And then listen to this old clip.
Tell me.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's starting a fight with somebody. You ever get in my face again? Oh my god.
Oh, wait a minute. There we go now. Look at her. Oh. All right. There it goes. Down she goes.
You remember that?
He's a filthy old bastard. Oh, my God.
You have to cut the thing, Sonny.
I can't tell you even the first word on that one.
Oh.
I could make it up. I could really come up with something great for what he's talking about that'll go right along with the other filthy scenario.
All right, well, give one more shot. Just listen one more time. Listen carefully. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have to cut the thing, Sonny.
If he's yelling at Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
If you think you're even half as good as I was, you're a little fruit. You think you're taking over from me?
No, he said, you had the guts to say it's Sonny.
He's yelling down at him. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah,
because
Ryan,
bastard.
It's the same old shtick. Ryan comes up after the New Year counts down, and he comes in, and Dick Clark says, aren't you cold and wet and blah, blah, blah? And he says, no, it's warm outside, and it's been nice all day. It was sunny earlier, and then...
You have to cut the thing, Sonny.
You know, I'm not a fan of Ryan Seacrest, but you could imagine him sitting there having to put up with that and not, I mean, how does he understand what Dick says when he's sitting right next to him and not go on television and say, what the hell did you just say? I know.
He's got to play this game all the time.
Oh my God. He's got, in his head, there's just a constant loop. It's worth the money. It's worth the money. It's worth the money.
All right. One more. And this one, you got to get this one. You have to get this. All okay. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Get to for installation. Come here.
All right, the end of it was come here.
Yes.
Okay, so again, I still can't help but think about this poor intern girl that's being molested by Dick Clark.
All right, wait a minute. Here it is again.
Get to for installation. Come here.
Get your breasts away from me. Come here.
John, come on. You have to get this.
I'm trying.
No, hold on. One more time.
Okay.
Get to for installation. Come here.
I honest to God, Tom, I can't tell you what.
You have to.
I have to?
Yes.
Does he say anything about the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour?
No. No, you have to get it because I don't know what he's saying. Oh,
I don't either. And I don't think anybody does. I know he said, come here.
That's it. That's all I know at the end was come here. What he said before that.
Get to for installation. Come here.
I can't go down the escalator. Hey, come here.
That's what almost, yeah. Hold on.
Get to for installation.
Nah, that's not. I understand why you thought that, but that isn't it.
Get the hand lotion and come here.
Oh, God.
Some poor intern.
Get to for installation. Come here. You have to get to say you're sorry. Get to for installation. Come here.
Dick having a wonderful night.
Yes, he is.
Dick's having a wonderful night.
Yes, he is.
They talk about him like, you know, like any old person, like they're an object. You know, yep. Isn't this great, Dick? Isn't this fun? What that? What? Well, and his wife did. His wife came up and licked his face, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Same old tired shtick they do every year.
So. We love it, though, right?
Yep.
All right. Play all four of them in a row.
All four of the clips of Dick?
Yeah, all four of Dick's in a row.
I was able to keep a hand at the start of their career. I want to say it's the moment I've been waiting for. You had to get to say it, sonny. Get to for installation. Come here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could definitely hear him talking to some little blonde intern.
That's our buddy Dick.
Please let him back next year. Please let him back next year.
Dick.
All right, we need to call Jerry Jones.
All right.
Jerry's got himself a coach.
Thank God. At least you didn't say, let's call Dick. I don't know if I can sit around that long.
Oh, God, we should do that sometime.
Shit.
So I can play the game. We can sit and argue over what he's saying.
Yeah, easy for you to say. All right, let's see here. We're calling Jerry Jones. All right, what did he do last week? 3-1?
Yep.
Hello?
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Hi. How you doing there, fellas?
Jerry, we're doing great, and you went 3-1 last week, so you made it to 500.
God dang right. You know, if I was doing picks in the NFC West, I'd be the goddamn in the playoffs, right?
That's right.
God dang right. 500's like really doing good out there.
What did you think about that, a 7-9 team winning the division and going to the playoffs, getting to host a playoff game?
Well, you know, I'm one of these people that don't like to change too many rules unless it could benefit me. And you never know. With the team that we got this year, we might end up being that team next year. So
that's right. Nothing.
I ain't saying nothing.
I suppose it's possible.
That's right. See, them people up in Seattle, right, they got to have something to spend their money on. So you give them a little bit of false hope. I mean, really, let's face it. The Saints is going up there and going to crush them, right? Now, we'll get to that.
Well, you took the Steelers, the Bears, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys, and the Bears were the only ones that let you down.
You know, when you got the goddamn Jay Cutler out there, you never know which one's going to show up. And the wrong one showed up this week.
Right.
Goddamn Packers.
Well, I bet you'll be rooting for him this week.
Oh, absolutely. You best believe it. The last thing I want is Andy Reid coming down here and messing up my locker room.
Oh, God.
I mean, Jesus. You know, that man's got a ritual. Every week before the game, he's got to take a big old dump, right? And that's why, hey, the visitor's side is the visitor's side. What goes on over there, I don't want to know. Pablo, clean it up. Don't tell me nothing. But over here on my side, ain't no way.
All right. Well, it was great to see the Cowboys finish on a strong note and beat the Eagles in their own backyard, even though it was their backups. But we were using our third-string quarterback, so I didn't think it was too terrible. And we're playing against Kevin Cobb, who was supposed to be the savior that was going to replace Donovan McNabb. I mean, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, there ain't no excuses there, Tom. Ain't no excuses. Anytime that boy McGee can go up there and win against the Eagles, that's doing something.
Right.
That's doing something.
All right, well, let's take a look at the playoff games we got coming up here.
You ain't even going to ask me about my new coach, Tom. I mean, God dang, if you had new shoes on, I'd say, hey, you got some new shoes. If you got your hair cut, I'd say, hey, look, you got a haircut, and I got a new coach.
I know, but you hadn't made it official yet, and I didn't know if you'd satisfied the Rooney rule, so I didn't.
I called up that God dang wide receivers coach.
Well, I know, but I didn't want to put you on the spot and ask you to confirm it because I didn't think you were ready to do that because it wasn't official yet.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna confirm it. Garrett's our head coach. I called up the dark one. The wide receivers boy. I called him up. I said, hey, what'd you think of John Wayne? Do you like John Wayne? He went, you know, I wasn't really a big fan of John Wayne. I said, thanks, that's all I need to know. Hung up. Game over. Rooney rule satisfied.
Right. All right, very good. Well, that's great. I'm glad you did that.
Brand spanking, shiny, you know, and the best thing about it is if we screw it up next year, I got a fall guy.
Yeah.
If I'd have brought in one of them big, high-priced, big-name guys, and Tony Romo messed it all up, there was nothing I could do.
I don't think you're going to have to do that. I don't think you have to worry about that. And I think you're going to end up being happy, Jerry, and he's going to be the coach of the Cowboys for a long time because he's young. You know, you didn't go out and get an old guy. He's going to be there for a long time.
No, you're right. He ain't fat. And he ain't old. Oh my God, there's some tequila. Oh my God, look at that. Look, my God, Tom, I got some on the phone.
All right. What about New Orleans at Seattle?
All right, well, now, you know, you would think that everybody's all complaining about the fact that a 7-9 football team's going to get a home game. And everybody says, oh, you go up there, it's the 12th man, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I say about 12th man? One too many in the orgy. Get the hell out of here, Felix. So I got to tell you, the New Orleans Saints is going to go up there and bust their bubble so bad that bubble's going to burst all over the entire Pacific Northwest. It's going to be a disaster of epic proportions. It's going to set off 3 or 4 volcanoes. I mean, really, the final score could be 350-2.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Really? I mean, 350-2. They're going to get a safety because Drew Brees is going to fall down on his back in the end zone because he's been laughing so god dang hard, and they're just going to touch him.
Saints blowout Hawks.
Not even close to being a blowout. I mean a tsunami.
Tsunami. All right, what about Baltimore at Kansas City?
I got to go with the Ravens, even though there's been blackbirds falling out of the sky all over the goddamn country. I got to go with them on Saturday.
I know. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, man, that's ridiculous, you know. You try to take the helicopter up and you fly through a flock of them. Next thing you know, there's a big mystery on everybody's hands. My bad.
It was you?
I don't know. I was busy. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Anyway, Baltimore, Kansas City. You know, I really like how them Chiefs done that. Todd Haley, he's a good man. He come from here, right? He's a Dallas Cowboy.
Yep.
He's just wearing red for right now.
Yep.
But I just don't think they got enough weapons right there. Ray Rice looking good. I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Ravens.
Maybe another year, huh, on Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. You know what? If you fly over Baltimore and you look down and you see that stadium with all its purple seats, if you squint your eyes, it looks like a pair of panties.
Is that right?
It does.
All right. What about the New York Jets at the Indianapolis Colts?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what they're talking about. Rex Ryan, he's got a big, big fat mouth, don't he?
Yep.
He sure talks a big game. He sure do.
He likes to talk.
Yeah, he likes feet, too. I heard about all that. You know what? I'm glad I know all that because I know exactly how I'm going to take care of it next time we play against them. I do, but does NFC East play the AFC East next year? I don't know, but if we do, he's going for a helicopter ride with my friend Tickling Tanya. Got it all set up.
All right.
Easy win. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take the Colts in this because Peyton Manning's come to town. He's got a big, giant head, and that's all.
You know, Jerry, if he comes down to Dallas, you could take Rex Ryan, just take him right out of the game completely. All you got to do is put some pretty feet up on that giant television of yours.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that? I could say, hey, Rex, look up. And he would see feet 60 yards wide, right. His wife's feet. And he would hear himself coming over the speaker. Hello, ma'am. Seems you've been pulled over on the side of the road. Boy, I tell you what, he would either turn red and fall down on the floor and try to hide up underneath one of the referees, or he's going to sit right there and try to rub himself underneath his playbook. Either way, guaranteed distraction. You know, you do that, you put some feet up there, you play his voice over there, you play his, play some foot music, you just, you know, you play some like the March of the Ants or something like that, and then you just have some guy stand behind him like wafting the breeze with a little bit of chili sauce or something like that, man. And he's done. And that's what Peyton Manning's going to do to him this week. He's going to make him wish he was home in bed with his wife's feet.
All right, so taking the Colts. And finally, Green Bay at Philadelphia. I know who you want to win.
I got to go with them, Tom. I got to take the Packers. I think they're going to go up there and they're going to do all right.
Wow, three road teams.
Yeah, they finished strong. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles, they didn't finish strong. They didn't finish all that strong at all. And they're going to try to come out hard. They're going to try to come out fast. They're going to throw a bomb on the first play of the game, and it ain't going to work. And from there, it's going to go downhill.
Yeah, when's the last time the Eagles even won a game? Well, I guess they beat the Giants on that last-second return by.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? Did you see that? It was five people run on the field. They shouldn't even have counted it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they did. They had people running on the field, and Tom Coughlin, he didn't even see it. I was surprised. I figured he would have had some spies that would have yelled down and said, hey, Colonel Coughlin, you know, you got to call a penalty there. Throw it out there. Tell the referee.
Hmm. All right, Saints, Ravens, Colts, and Packers.
That's right. Saints, Ravens, Colts, and Packers. You know what that spells? Hell if I know.
All right, Jerry. Well, we will we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, now. Y'all be good.
Why do they always tell us to be good?
Everybody
that hangs up the phone tells us to be good. What do they think we're doing in here? I mean, really.
Yeah, man. All those birds. You know, there were thousands of dead blackbirds fell from the sky in Beebe, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
That was Saturday.
Yeah, that was New Year's. New Year's Eve, actually, like right after midnight.
Right.
And then the next day, they found 100,000 drumfish dead in the Arkansas River.
About 100 miles away, right?
Right.
And then today,
in La Barre, Louisiana, 500 red-winged blackbirds, starlings, and grackles were found dead.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, okay. First off, the New Year's Eve birds. Number one, they had some expert with the state's Livestock and Poultry Commission who, yeah, I don't know, what is he, a bird doctor? I mean, come on now. But he
the Livestock and Poultry Commission.
Yeah, well, this was speculations, but he said the entire flock could have been hit by lightning or high altitude hail or the New Year's Eve fireworks scared the birds to death.
To death. Right. And then what do they explain for the fish and then the birds today?
They have none.
I think that there's probably some large corporation down there with some splaining to do.
Yeah. Well, they said that they suspected disease was to blame with the fish. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute. 100,000 fish are dead and they're all the same species.
In one day,
but yet no other kind of fish died from this suspected disease?
Well, you know, Tom, it was New Year's Eve. These birds had been drinking, and we were afraid that maybe they had gotten up into the clouds and gotten disoriented and crashed into one another and killed each other.
Uh-huh.
What if it's a UFO, dude? What if it's a big freaking thing up in the sky that nobody can see that's bumping into birds?
Stop.
Ooh.
That flew at the speed of light to get here.
So let's see. We've got massive fish kill. Massive bird kill. Tilliard wins pick'ems. So the apocalypse is upon us.
It's the end of the world. Jesus Christ is coming.
You can see his mom yelling,
John, don't tell me you started the end of the world by winning the pick'ems contest. What did I tell you about causing the end of the world?
God help me, motherfucking soldier.
John Tilliard's caused the end of the world. By winning the bank cartoon, pick him.
Oh, my God. All his neighbors are looking at him funny.
Way to go, John.
I haven't even been laid yet. Way to go, John.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Hey, John, we need some new audio from you as the champion.
Yes. Right?
We need some new drops from this is John Tilliard, the champion.
You need to do an acceptance speech.
Yes, we do. We need
accept your championship award, John. Please send us audio.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, John, we need an acceptance speech. Huzzah, huzzah. Speech.
Oh.
You listening, John and Tom, Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Don't forget to thank the little people. I can hear his mom at the bottom of the stairs.
Don't forget to thank the little people, John.
Oh.
Don't forget to thank Faker and Sylvia for the sweater.
cook have matured. The motherfucking damn NFL be tripping, y'all. Made a whole lot of that shit right there.
Bricktop's coming to John's house.
Oh, I understand you can pick football games.
All right. Quickly, we need to get an email. I got to go watch a football game.
Yeah, we're running short here. All right, let's see. We'll do a couple of these. Showstalker Josh Wells writes in, Tom. Hey, Bang and Tom. I don't fully expect Bang to remember, but I'm a Panthers fan. Matt Wells is the Raiders fan. I get these Showstalkers named Wells mixed up. All right, let's see. Regardless, as a Panthers fan, if the Panthers draft a quarterback, I will be very disappointed with them. I have a lot of faith in Jimmy Clausen. He's been doing good with the lack of uninjured players. The lack of uninjured players? Oh, I guess so. I'm making it clear that if Marty Herney... Josh Wells is making a statement here, Tom, and you're going to laugh at him. He's making it clear that if Marty Herney...
The lack of uninjured players, okay.
Yes, yes. And by watching them the other day, the lack of receivers that can actually hold on to a pass. I'm making it clear that if Marty Herney drafts a quarterback with the first pick, I will have a witch from the internet place a curse on him.
Ooh.
I happen to have a good phone number for you. You know, it might not look like it's working right away, but the very next year he will have a very bad knee injury. Or he will break his collarbone.
I don't want to see them draft Chris Winkie again by drafting Cam Newton. I wasn't aware Cam Newton was 30 years old. I'll take it. What do you think of Cam Newton here while I pull up the next email?
He's a very talented athlete.
Yeah. The road of the NFL is littered with them on the side.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Let's see. TJ, our friend I Bleed True Green writes in. Now, this is, if you remember last week, this is the guy that drove up in the teeth of the blizzard from Central Virginia to go to the Eagles game and then had to drive back.
Did he go back on Tuesday for the game?
No, he didn't go back on Tuesday. So he's a big pussy. Gotta give him that. Yeah, he didn't go back for the game. You fucking wuss. All right, TJ writes in. Bang and Tom, I was listening to the latest podcast while trying to talk myself off the ledge after the Viking snow job that we got. I am still so effing pissed off about that game. I have driven to see at least one game live for the last 10 years, whether it be to Washington, Baltimore, or Philly. There were thousands of us that were prepared and excited to see what I envisioned as a possible epic weather game, and fucking Roger Grinchdell stole my Christmas.
Grinchdell. I hear you, man.
Then he says, notice how I didn't use goddamn and Christmas together, but I'll tell you, you just did, so... All the goodwill you tried to give yourself just got thrown out the window.
He separated them with and.
Yeah. He drove almost 600 miles total through snow uphill in a convertible with no top heater windshield wipers, and they sent me home like the guard at the big doors in Oz when he told the crew, no, you can't see the wizard. I love football and Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, but I hate Roger Goodell.
Oh, I'm with you, man. I am. Yeah. And I didn't know what to tell the guy. You know, even the governor of Philadelphia, Ed Rendell, said, we're a nation of wussies.
Yeah, no kidding. And they put that big snow pile in his seat, reserved for non-wussies. That was all right. Jen in Columbus. Ooh, Jen in Columbus.
Hi, Jen. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Remember the scene from Stand By Me with the fat kid desperately trying to outrun the train? I wonder if that was going through Peyton Manning's mind as he ran that naked bootleg 2 weeks ago. Did you see that play? Oh, my God. That defensive tackle was going to catch him. Jen, P.S., I sent you guys a recording a few weeks ago about donations. Did I get it? Yes, we did. We played that, too, I believe.
More than once.
All right. And also, she's just wanting to throw this out there, but did you ever need an actual female voice? She'd be thrilled to help. Ooh. Ooh. And now she's going to write me and say, I didn't want you to read that part. Be lucky I don't read what's next, Jen. And be lucky I don't show it to my wife, either.
What? I didn't see.
Well, that's it.
Oh, all right.
That's it. Everybody was, you know, too busy for either counting dead birds in the South or they were sleeping one off after the holidays.
It's been busy time.
Busy time.
All right. So bcrh-forums.net for the message board and ESPN's website. Go to the fantasy sports section. And find the Gridiron Playoff Challenge and create yourself an entry. And then after you do that, click join a group. Type in Bang Cartoon. You'll see Bang Cartoon Radio group. And click on that and join the group and compete throughout the playoffs.
That's right. And if you're new to us, let us know.
Yeah.
Tell us. Let us know. We like to hear from new people. That's always good. And Jen, you can record anything you want for us. Honest to God, anything you want.
Of course.
Anything. We're pretty easy. I mean, damn, we're wanting an acceptance speech from Tilliard. You should write it for him. No, because you know what? She will, and then he'll never do it till he gets it, and then he won't get it, and then it'll never get done.
I tell you what, Jen, make up any kind of story or play on a story. You know, if you want to take something real and add your, you know, whatever you want to add to it or make it funny, whatever, and you'll be like our correspondent. Now we go to Jen to see what's happening with such and such, and we'll hear her report.
Yeah, let's see a report out of you, young lady.
But you need to make it funny.
It has to be funny. And I'm going to be like, you know, J. Jonah Jameson yelling at her all the time for her deadline. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a football game to watch. The last gasp of the Big Ten.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Transition year, dude. Penn State, transition.
Yeah. Everybody well, it wasn't a transition year for Ohio State.
It's a transition for Michigan. They just got rid of Rich Rodriguez.
We were friggin' ranked number two, damn it.
Damn it.
And we lost to Wisconsin, who got beat by a friggin', according to President Gordon Gee from Ohio State University, a sister of the poor. Now, explain that to me, Mr. Gee, Mr. President Gordon Gee, president of the Ohio State University. How is it that Ohio State, a great powerhouse, could get beat like that by this awesome team, Wisconsin, that could then turn around and lose to what you call a sister of the poor?
Well, you know, everybody's a sister of the poor somewhere along the line.
Yeah, well.
Except for me.
It makes us look like fools.
I don't think I've ever been anybody's sister.
We can do that. We do that on the football field. He doesn't have to make it worse.
Right. You know, Ohio State doesn't need any more publicity right now. Unless it's to take this ridiculous crap that they're going to suspend these guys for next year.
No, from what I understand, they're only going to end up getting like by the time the appeal process is all done, it'll be down to one game.
More reason to change everything.
And they've all agreed to come back next year.
There you go, Jen. You're in Columbus. Get on it. That's a good story to chase down. And you can also give us your opinion on all these idiots that want to change the rules in the NFL because a 7-9 team has a home playoff game.
That's ridiculous. It's not going to happen every year, folks. Don't worry about it.
Knee-jerk. Yeah, but the problem with the NFL is once it happens one time, they knee-jerk and everything goes to hell. I mean, just thanks because of one play with Tampa Bay against the Rams, nobody knows what is a catch anymore. You know, Brett Favre didn't get a chance in the overtime last year, so now we have this ridiculous overtime.
All right, you got anything else?
Nah, that's enough. I'm going to get all bitchy.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Happy New Year! My resolution is to be more fun.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Make sure you're uni-ready with our huge range of practical essentials and home-from-home comforts and get 10% off for a limited time. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Dunelm, the home of homes.